That's all we ask.
That's all we ask.
That's
all we ask. All we ask for.
That's literally all we ask.
Yeah.
So off the top.
Oh, are we recording?
I no. absolutely. I like it. Okay, I like it a surprise.
Oh, yeah. We're in. Yeah, no. Keep it organic. Keep it fresh. I'm going to be fan.
Please get comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm comfy. Okay.
You are half off the bed.
You're half off the bed.
Oh, yeah, but like, I like to live dangerously.
It was a very Scorpio vibe.
Very Scorpio.
So if you couldn't tell before, I'll sit up because I'm quite far away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Jessie on the podcast this week.
Shall I introduce myself?
I guess so.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit of a bio. Yeah. A bit about me.
You really jumped in while being more.
No, it's fine. I'm used to being interrupted by Jessie.
I'm not going to dispute that. Okay, so like, hey, thanks for having me. First and foremost.
Like, thanks for being here.
Thanks for
coming on.
Thanks for letting us.
I mean, we are in my house, but it's fine. It's great to be here. A little bit about me. I'm Jessie. I'm 21. I'm a Scorpio.
Youngest here,
though almost 22. Scorp season.
How many days?
Coming up. That's what we bonded over. Remember 20... that fucking SpongeBob meme that I made?
What?
Do you remember the SpongeBob thing that I made?
About Scorpios?
Yeah. Okay.
Vaguely, yes.
We'll link it. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, no. And I study social work and...
Dyke course.
Dropped out of commerce.
Commerce dropout. Wasn't for me, but, you know, yeah.
Drastic change.
Bit of a change. Yeah, how would you guys describe me?
Jessie...
To, chaotic, like, the unknown.
Fun. Chaotic, fun.
Full of love.
Oh.
For certain people. Full of hate for others.
Yeah, very passionate.
Yeah.
Just all-round angel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet. Like, yeah. I do.
Jessie's, like, saved my life.
Yeah.
Literally saved my life. Personally, like...
We've talked about Jessie a lot on the podcast.
I love a shout-out. I do love a promo. Yeah. I do love a promo.
Jessie's URL is massaductions. Shout out Annie.
Shout out to Annie Clark. Yeah, please follow me. This is why I'm here. I'm here for the plug. And
Christ. That's it. What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram's my full name. So I don't know if we're going to
Flooring it on that.
Yeah. I mean, I do need, like, to build my Instagram brand anymore.
She's an influencer, ladies.
I'm an influencer,
maybe
guys.
Change your name to something. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if anyone has any ideas, please.
Yeah. Okay, let's workshop that.
We'll workshop that.
There was something that I was going to say that was really important.
I have something to say that's really important.
I mean, please.
Jodie Comer, Big Honkers.
That's it.
Every time.
Also, this is Dykes on Mics.
Yeah. Dykes on Mics.
I'm Phoebe.
Fourth episode.
I'm BB.
I'm Jessie.
Yeah. Oh, it feels right.
Yeah.
Bit of backstory. This is like a live episode. Like, we're live. In the same room.
Yeah.
So no editing for...
No editing for me to do. Oh, well, together. You know what? So there's absolutely going to be some bleeps. There's some controversy always. If there's no controversy...
It's a safe space.
Safe space. But is it...
Every time you guys have had to bleep something, it's... been about me. Yeah. So you know what? I'm very glad to be here and being
Jessie, you just
own,
want
like...
to expose yourself. You dumb slut. Oh my god.
That's alright. Yeah, we loved our fun.
I loved it. I just want to be in control of my personal narrative for once in my life, so I'm very glad that I'm like here. fuck.
You fucking
dickhead.
I'm not bleeping that. You made your bed, you're gonna lie in it.
Yeah. That's a new problem.
That's a new problem.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in Melbourne because the episode 2 and 3, me and Baby did like via like fucking Facebook
voice chat.
Innovation.
Honestly,
modern technology.
Like the
advanced.
Hate that. Flooring on advanced. Okay. It's fucking advanced, you bitches.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I came down on the fucking train for like 9 hours just to hang out.
Yeah. We went to a magazine launch. We went to Butcher's Night.
Issue four.
Issue four.
Very fun.
It's an amazing magazine.
Yeah.
if you are from Portland, is it Portland?
Portland, yeah.
Or in the Melbourne region, where they usually have like launches. But yeah, check them out. I think we'll link the
Instagram and
everything, because it is a really like important magazine, and it's
it was very cool.
It's got a lot of history and like personal stuff. So it's
and
a good
I wouldn't have met either of you in real life. I wasn't involved with the first one.
Literally, I mean, we wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for like
Jessie has.
What?
Beside her bed, she does have the issue of Butcher's Not a Dirty Word that I'm on the cover of.
It's been there for literally months. Like, the first time Phoebe stayed at my house, I just, like, like, we weren't that close either.
It was, it was very fun because, like, we had just, like, properly met.
We just properly met. And then, was, like, staying at my house.
Yeah,
like,
Jessie
classic
was, like,
gay, like, experience.
Oh, like, she was, like, just, like, saved my fucking life. Like, yeah, and the morning after, we just, like, had, like, a fun sleepover, watched Jennifer's body, like,
literally
only made each other eight shapes. Yeah. No, absolutely, eight shapes. And she, Jessie just pulls the magazine out like it's a fucking Playboy under her bed, and I was, like, wig, like.
Literally, it's been next to my bedside ever since. Ugh. Like, I need, like, maybe lives in Wollongong, so I need to, like, have her presence around somehow, so. Next to the bed, love. Bit of light reading. Bit of light reading. Do you love a browse?
Love a browse. Just a bit of a recount of our day. Me and Jessie nearly got in a head-on collision this morning.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sorry, but if you don't, like, have a little bit of danger while you're driving, then it's not fun. Like, I like to live on the edge, like.
She's an edgy bitch, like.
I'm a Scorpio. I have to live dangerously.
Can I get a hot count of, like, how many times you said you're a Scorpio this episode?
It's been 7 minutes.
If anyone wants me to drop my chart, like, I will drop it, like.
If you don't have it linked on your fucking Tumblr, I'm not surprised.
I don't, but like.
How? Even I have it.
I don't know how to like.
Are you serious?
Screenshot.
I don't know how to
Jesus
do links.
Jesus Christ.
we'll figure that one out. It'll be drop the chart by the end of the night.
Absolutely.
Head on collision. Then I took him to a really good fur place.
So
Beyond.
Southeast Melbourne. Shout out Springvale.
Yeah.
Shout out waiting in line for like 15 minutes for this amazing fur. And Jessie being so close to me that my elbow was pressed into my tit.
I just so like to be really close to everyone.
It was a wild. And then we were gonna go up to the mountains, but it was hailing.
The fucking heavens opened. Yeah. Like
we had like really good weather for 2 days in Melbourne, and now it's just like gone to shit.
It's me. I think it's me because this happens every time I'm here. Yeah. Like. Like, I'll stay away. I'll get the message. Like.
No. It's good. There's a house in Laverton for you.
As if I was being serious about that.
She messaged everyone. She
I was
Melbourne.
Not being serious, you dickheads.
Phoebe
oh my
like
god.
Dead set
it's
on
a fucking
to
caravan. She was
like,
as if I was being serious.
So who, like, cute. Wants to put a deposit down? Like, this house is lovely.
It was in a caravan park. I'm not living in a fucking caravan park, and I have, like, $1,000 to my name, and so I'm gonna buy a house. Like, it was not serious. I'll just go.
I love you so
like,
much.
I'll just go. I was
very
not
sweet, though.
It was very sweet.
Fuck you both. I was not in a good place.
Oh.
I was I was like,
guilt us.
Oh, I will guilt you because I was like fucking not in a good place looking at real estate because I fucking followed an Instagram account that was like house really cheap houses for like under like $50,000 and I was like, oh my god, I bet there's some in Melbourne. Like all I want to do is be with my friends, like yeah, you dumb bitches. Bad. Like fuck off.
Still love it.
Still love it though, babe.
Like, kill yourself.
The smell of burnt asbestos.
Phoebe, literally all you had been doing for that week was drag me, and I was like, are we not mates anymore?
She slid into my inbox like 4 times being like, Laverton!
I hate that! Like,
no, but it was like, cute. It was like cute. We weren't like making fun of you, but, like a little bit, but like. Love you, like,
yeah, it's just
you know, I'm a Leo and I can't handle any sort of like criticism. Like, oh, I'm flooring on the both of you right now.
Do finish up now.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I'll take my microphone and my laptop and I'll go. Like.
Oh,
hun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
So.
Sorry.
I think.
Jump into some questions.
Let's rank the signs, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Kyle. Shout out to Kyle.
Shout out Kyle. Shout out the best GM ever. Cannot wait for you to kill me off in D&D. I see Kyle constantly. Based on, like, my idiot choices. But, you know, you live and you learn. Yeah, I still don't have a backstory.
Yeah, I don't have a backstory. That's the first thing I do when I do D&D. Mind you, I've only played, like, 3 times in my life. But, like, all that time was spent backstory crafting.
Just help me write one, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. Okay, ranking the signs.
Okay, just a bit of a preface. Jessie is like a fully fledged mystic.
Yeah.
I can do tarot readings all up.
Jessie did like a tarot reading that really gave me some things to think about. Like,
if you do want a tarot reading, definitely like hit me up.
They're $50 each.
No. Oh my God, could you imagine? No. If we are mutuals, I will do it. But otherwise. Hard pass. Sorry. yeah, no, love a tarot reading, love a palm reading.
What? Oh, I remember you.
I read Phoebe's palm a bit, but I was a bit drunk. So.
You were so drunk, you then just had a stack on the bus. Like, you fully fucking stacked it.
Stacked it.
And it wasn't a fun stack. Like,
it was like a full stack.
And you, like, you look spooked.
I hit the ground.
So hard.
Nah, but it's fine though.
She's resilient.
She's resilient. I've had worse falls. Okay, ranking the signs.
Let's go from behind, I guess.
Worst?
Yeah. Worst.
Aquarius.
Yeah. Absolutely!
Thank you. But who amongst us hasn't had an awful Aquarius ex? Like,
that's all they are.
Me. I don't...
No, I'm keeping it in.
We'll keep it in. Aquarius, pretty bad.
Yep. Cat.
Cat.
Yep.
Cat, without a doubt.
Wig. Florian or Katie McGraw?
Yeah, we're Florian.
Look.
Sorry.
Like, maybe the exception. I don't know.
I'm a bit of caps flooring on them. I know about you guys, but I'm not overly keen on a Taurus.
I was literally going to say Taurus.
I just butt heads with them a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just like...
I'd rather not engage in any sort of conversation with them.
See, this is my Taurus take.
Okay.
I have so many fucking hellacious Tauruses in my family.
Hellacious. Huge fan. Huge fan.
But...
I need to get fucking
There are some sexy Taurus celebrities, like Sophie Cookson is a Taurus, Rosario Dawson is a Taurus, and I know, it's just like...
But it's like, yeah, you're sexy, but I would absolutely get into an argument about something dumb with you. Like,
just talk about it.
Can't. Okay. Taurus for us.
This is Jessie's ranking, so continue.
And maybe like
I'm agreeing so far, so it's my ranking too.
Okay.
Aries.
Yeah, I was gonna say Aries, Though Aries can be a bit of fun, but like not a full time fun.
No.
Yeah.
And that is my next one, Gemini.
Yeah.
Gemini, short term sexy, long term. No,
chaotic.
Get out of my sight. Like, this is not sustainable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just yeah, I can't deal with that. Okay, what else?
Oh, Libra, I don't like. No, Libra's Libra, under
I
Gemini.
Like, I don't know.
I've never vibed
with
a Libra.
I like Zoya's the drama.
A Libra.
I know, I but like I've never
vibed with a Carmen's a Libra. That's sweet.
I've never vibed with a Libra, like, super intensely. It's always just been, like, very surface.
Yeah, true, but I do like the drama. Like, they can be, like, they can bring a bit of fun drama into my life that I do appreciate.
Yeah.
And because, you know, like, I do love a bit of chaos and I do love some fun energy.
Yeah.
So I think I will have... Oh, I'm going to put Gemini above Libra just because that.
Yeah.
I think we can split it up into two.
Yeah.
Or maybe three parts. So
it's like a bit of a tier situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shit, middle, and then top.
Sag.
My sister's a Sag. I'm biased.
We're like.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll probably put Sag and Virgo equal.
Okay, well,
interesting.
I can't. No.
Well, yeah, she can't.
Sorry.
You can't. It's not in your budget.
Oh, no. We can't afford that.
I like Virgos.
Yeah.
But I will... The sign that I butt heads with the most, Virgos. I clap. Like, Dad's a Virgo. My brother's a Virgo.
My sister's a Virgo.
Virgo. I butt heads with Virgos constantly. Like, I love them. There's, like, a very sweet, like, you know, like... hardworking energy. Like, you know, it's just like very working. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of a vibe than anything. Like, that's all astrology is really, at the end of the day. Bit of a vibe.
But Virgos love a good, like, why didn't you read my mind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, love them, but I do butt heads with them. So, for... What is your... Sag,
bit of fun.
Bit of a loose unit.
Bit of a loose unit, but in a good way.
What rank are you up to? Like, what number?
I don't know, but I'm just sort of throwing things. Nicki Minaj is a Sagittarius. I say that anytime.
should I start a list?
I haven't even said... Oh, Leo. We'll chuck Leo. Give you a complimentary Leo shout-out.
If I'm not in top three, fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Wait. You're the only Leo I've really gotten along with, besides my friend.
You're in top four, hon.
But so, it's not top three, is it?
Top three of the water signs, babe.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Sorry.
Leo's discrimination. Leo's fun. I don't know many Leos. You're one of the I think I know maybe two.
Oh, I love that. Love exclusivity.
Yeah, exclusivity.
Yeah,
you know. No. You know, they listen. The symbology.
Listen, the representativity of being a Leo.
Okay. You know who... Two great Leos that you'll vibe with?
Dave DeCoppy and Julian Anderson.
Correct! Yes. Top three, but it has to be top three. Bump Pisces down one, please.
I've got Pisces morning, rising and Pisces moon. I can't... Fine.
I won't twist your arm.
Okay, alright, fine.
You have to do it willingly, unless I won't feel like it's real.
Okay, fine. Leo comes above Pisces because I'm closer with you than my Pisces friends, so...
Thank you.
But I do vibe heavily with the Pisces.
Jodie came a big conquers with the Pisces.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go Scorpio, Leo, Pisces. Now, I'm a Scorpio, but every other Scorpio I've ever met in my life scares the living shit out of me.
Okay. Counterpoint. You've been going on about being Scorpio for my mother this entire weekend.
Listen, Phoebe's mum, if you're listening to this, please call me.
Jesse, I hate you so much.
Phoebe's mum is a slut.
Yeah. Phoebe's mum, look at the fucking Jesus. I've talked about this before with probably you and Phoebe as well, but you are a very unique kind of Scorpio.
Mm.
And it's just I'm serious, because I've had Scorp friends that are total fucking...
Oh, they're a bit wanky, just, though.
Absolutely wanky.
It's they all go through their edgy phase, and it's 2018, can we please, grow up?
Legit. And it's just, such, glass half empty sort of vibes. Yeah. It's you are one of the most, positive and easygoing people I've,
Okay.
And the fact that it's, coming from a Scorpio out of, anyone is so surprising. It's just, you still have that, I associate red a lot with, this Scorpio sort of...
Yeah.
The cute sign. But, you have just, an interesting shade, I guess.
Interesting aura.
Are you reading her aura right now?
Maybe so.
I'm very into that. I do love an aura read. I've personally never done it, but
You do have a red aura.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's red's my favourite colour, so... Yeah. Wig. No. Yeah, that's wild. What is that? Okay.
Honestly,
Scorpio... Yeah. Yeah, Scorps usually freak me out, because I think they can be... Well, I mean, that's the thing, Scorpio's intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But every Scorpio I've met has been really mean.
Yeah.
And I'm not a mean person. No. Baby's looking at me that okay, bitch.
No, because, I was just thinking, my mum's the exception to that, but my mum literally dragged the fuck out of me in front of you.
She did.
Yeah. She cut to the quick.
She did. Yeah. Okay, Phoebe's mum did go hard on Phoebe in front of me, but it was it's a bit funny.
It was very funny, but it was so personal.
I think it was just out of love.
It was out of love. It was out of love. And she did say, we only do it because we love you. But Phoebe was there, not a hair follicle in sight.
Fully bald.
Fully bald.
I remember being in your kitchen and cooking. What am I doing right now?
Phoebe's getting a position.
That's my list. That's my personal list. Does it record from behind? Yeah, probably.
Yes.
I'm sorry, God. And she was like, oh, so when do we start dragging BB? And I was like, never.
Yeah, off limits. Because you're not very draggable. I am draggable because I respond so strongly to it.
Am I not like very draggable?
No. You could, I feel like I drag you when I do a tarot reading for you. But
yeah. That was intense. Like, I saw the lights.
That's the only time. And I felt guilty about it. I was like, I don't want to go hunt. Meanwhile, Phoebe, I was like, hey, so fix your life.
Like, I feel like a lot of people go easy on me because, like...
But you just have, like, such a warm, wholesome vibe, and it's like, I don't want to, like, be a bitch.
No, just be a bitch, Jessie. Like, I feel like, do I not deserve to know the truth? Like...
Oh, no, I gave you the truth.
Yeah. Deep.
Yeah.
We're getting into some areas here.
That's my... number one, Cancer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Cancer's one of my favourite signs. Sorry, Phoebe, but...
No, like, I probably would put Cancer in my
favourite
sign, too.
Yeah, Cancer's my favourite sign. It's like, no one...
Because I have so much Cancer in my chart, too, so it's a little bit of a narcissism vibe.
I wrote my list. So, from the bottom, I guess, from behind.
From behind.
It goes Aqua, Cap, Aries, Libra, Gemini, Sag, Leo, Scorp, Pisces, Virgo, Cancer. I put myself first because I vibe.
Wait, where was Leo?
Leo... is
four. Yeah, like crunching the numbers.
Like fifth?
Okay.
Do not take that personally. You are no.
I don't take it personally. I don't.
Thank you. My uncle's a cunt of a Leo. So
we all have a cunty uncle.
Who doesn't?
But I need to put. I mean, I'd put Virgo first, but my group partner right now is a Virgo man, and I literally want to smash his head in. But at the same time, Ruby's a Virgo, so, and I've always really, like, got on well with Virgos in general, so it's like.
Okay. You don't need to justify it.
I feel like I always, like, it's just like a very easy going.
That as a given, yeah. They're pretty. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I lost my earring.
Jessie.
It's like a $5 slip. I lose them every day. Nothing crazy. I wasn't wearing, like, fucking gold-plated, like...
But not in this economy.
Not in this economy.
Not in this pussy-based economy.
Pussy-based economy. No, you can't afford it. All right.
You haven't gone.
I don't think I can juggle them in my head. I sort of agree with both. I feel like I've put my point across. Yeah. Aqua on the bottom, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's all we need to say. That's all we need to say.
If you're an Aquarius, you're not welcome here, personally.
Yeah. Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Please block me.
Personally, never come near me.
Yeah.
If you're a Capricorn, you need to apply for a permit to talk to me.
Yeah. If you're a Capricorn, you're on fucking thin ice.
Yeah.
Thin ice. I'm going to need to see the rest of that chart.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, cite your water signs. Like, you need to be able to feel a feeling before you, like, engage with me.
Truly. Truly. Truly.
Okay. Next question, maybe?
Let's see. Oh, this is from Jazz. She says...
Oh, Jazz!
Jazz, question mark with more with more podcast questions. Big surprise, I know. Anyway... What? Give me your thoughts on one advice. As a known boring bitch who never has any cool stories to tell apart from that one time I escaped out of a window... Wait. How can I become more rebellious and hashtag wild? I feel like Jessie, this is your
This is a good question to ask, Jessie.
Fucking go.
Two, I recently got into it with my friend and about how freeing it is to have short hair and how it opens you up to a whole another way of experiencing the world. Phoebe, what are your thoughts?
Wig.
Continued. Jesus fucking Christ, Jazz. Nah, we love it. three, also, BB, not to leave you out, hun.
We love a hun.
What does it mean to you to be a long-haired butch? And four, what's the worst gay show that Tumblr loves? What's the best gay show that you'd recommend that isn't Killing Eve? So, I think go from behind as usual.
Okay.
What's
a gay show that I'd recommend that isn't Killing Eve?
Crazy at me.
Shonda's Grey's Anatomy, but skip every Cali, Arizona scene. Just watch Christina and Meredith.
Just watch a very fun compilation.
Listen, this is a thing. Anything can be a gay show if you're watching it with the lens of High Camp Spectacle in mind.
High Camp Spectacle, that's it.
That's like, it. And also, like, I don't really vibe with hashtag representativity. Like, I don't care. I really... Actually.
I just love it. Baby says representativity. The best thing. He
huge representativity. Fan. Like, this is the one gay show that I'll throw out that's, like, on par with Killing Eve. And you know what? I'm gonna say it's the fucking L word. Like,
oh my god. If you want, if like, I was gonna say it, if you weren't gonna say it, we've discussed this.
The L word is incredible. If you're not embracing
the L word, I don't want to hear it.
I literally said this today. I said this today. Do not talk to me about representativity on the fucking L word. The L word is high camp spectacle.
High camp spectacle.
The L word is like, there's literally nothing has been like the L word. Nothing will ever be like the L word.
Unless I see Jennifer Beals in a pantsuit.
Railing someone in the back.
Unless she does that in the remake, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
If she's not engaging in some shoddy workplace romance that involves like semi-public sex, I don't fucking care about the remake.
No, I do not want to know.
Or, like, honestly, bring back Jessica Capshaw in that tiny skirt. Like, love an inappropriate age. Okay, Florian.
We do love an older woman.
We do love an older woman. Like, Dean Porter.
I feel like it gets better if it gets, like, as if it's bad. Like, it has to be bad to be good.
It's awful.
It takes the piss.
It's like, a product. Exactly. It's a product of its time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's honestly, like, a fucking link in our community. Like, I remember... Huge.
If you... Literally.
How many fucking...
One of the first things that we bonded over was when... I literally knew Phoebe for, like... We weren't even mutual... Or we were. No. Like, we didn't, like, communicate over Tumblr at all.
We'd never spoken.
Like, we literally went to Naked for...
We went to Naked for Satan. And then we had a few drinks. Yeah. We had a few beverages consumed.
And then we went kebabs because I annoyed everyone at the game.
Went kebabs. And...
Jesse... Can I tell it from my perspective? Yeah. So, did we bring up the award or did you just do this?
I think I just did it.
Okay, Jessie's on one. Jessie is like a bit, like, she's a few sheets to the wind, personally. And we're on this, like, freezing street, and Jessie was just like, just starts spoken word reciting. Spoken word reciting the L word theme song. She's like, no offense, but girls in white dresses are.
I missed out on that.
You were like in love with your kebab over to the side, just fucking like to the
moment, like
deep throat. I nearly ran into traffic when you started doing that. That absolutely sent me. Like, it was such a moment. But like, the L word is so peak. Like,
yeah,
it's peak.
Like, I can, like, it just can. It is our like common language.
Yeah. Literally.
And, like, it has bad aspects because it was written in fucking early 2000s. Like, I was not out of primary school when it was on. Yeah. Like, but, like, can you imagine, like, there was no gay women on TV. Can you imagine this fucking cultural zeitgeist that it would have caused? Like, Tony Soprano watched The L Word, like, in The Sopranos. He talks about it.
God. What?
Yeah, he talks about the fucking L Word in The Sopranos. Like,
I feel like... Because we're able to be, like, critical of it, and because we're aware that it has its issues.
Obviously, yeah.
Like, you can, of course you can like something if it's bad.
Exactly.
Like, have a laugh. Like, those fucking memes on, like, Instagram just give me so much life.
Huge fan.
Like, Irene, whatever her name is.
Chalkin.
Some butch, like, ruined her. Because she's flooring it on butches. She's flooring it on butches. Except for Tasha. Tasha was, like, peak.
Love my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's bad ones.
Worst gay show.
The
Naomi Watts show.
No. It was good.
Okay.
I never watched it.
I literally only watched it because I remember just watching YouTube videos and it was always on. And Waiting Game was the song that they were promoting it with. And I was like, yes. So I watched it and I was like,
It was shit.
It was a bit sexy, but like...
It was sexy, it was shit, but also Tumblr didn't love it at all. Yeah. Tumblr hated it. Mm. Yeah. So that doesn't answer, like... Jazz asked for, like, the worst show that Tumblr loves, didn't she?
Like...
What's the worst... worst gay show.
I'll cop that.
Yeah, Supergirl, probably.
Maybe beep that, actually. I don't want to get hate.
No, I'll absolutely cop that. Supergirl's an absolute shit show. I am, chained to it, personally. Although I haven't watched a full episode in over a year.
Yeah.
But also, anything with like hashtag canon gays at the moment is like not vibing with it.
I haven't kept up with anything.
Yeah. Literally, I've just been rewatching the same shit for like the last year and a half.
Literally, just watch The L Word.
And honestly, if you're feeling masochistic about it, chuck faking it in there as well.
No, that's I think that's the worst. I think that's
it is the worst. It is the worst.
But at the same time,
it's fun.
I don't think it will. I
white knuckled it through that entire show.
I watched it. And
gave
I was like,
me anxiety.
Absolutely, like I felt like I needed to go to the fucking school counselor.
Yeah, I know. I felt like it was Amy. But not in a fun way. I was like, ooh.
What is it? Rita Volk or whatever.
Rita Volk. Katie Stevens. Slice.
Slice and a half.
But she's fucking quite Yvette Monreal.
She's quite stacked.
Honestly,
I haven't vibed with the bold type. The gay women seem straight to me.
Yeah,
like no hate. I would watch it for Katie, but I feel like those girls are not kissing with tongue, so I don't vibe.
I don't know. I had a lot of fun watching it, but obviously, like it's probably I'm gonna get fucking attacked for how shit it is. I don't know. I had fun. Like that's why I'm watching TV shows. If it's not fun,
if it's not fun,
legit.
Like don't watch it to like
be woke.
But like just watch it to have fun.
Or another internet first question, Harlots.
Oh,
very fun, like Puritan sex worker storyline in the first season. Good. Then Liv Tyler. Liv MILF Tyler with a wig on. Dyed out. And literally.
With a wig
on. What a wig it was.
What a wig.
Love a hairpiece.
I can't relate.
I know.
I really want to start watching Black Sails though. Like that's
I've heard mixed things.
I tried to. There was too much shit going on for me. Like a simple.
Do you want me to move? So
no,
you can
it's
lie
okay.
down?
It's okay.
Jesse,
no, I'm comfortable.
You're not allowed to kneel.
I'm not allowed to kneel.
Why?
I have like loose ligaments. I could maybe. It's a thing. It's a whole thing. That's a safe kneel. Just airing out all my. Personal health issues on the podcast.
I mean, like, donate to your GoFundMe.
Donate to my GoFundMe so I can please kneel.
Jesus Christ. You literally just go to church. Plenty of money. I guess we'll go back to one because two and three are just pretty, like, linked up.
Mm-hmm.
How can I become more rebellious and wild?
Oh, no. So, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. See, part of my...
I think some content... Jazz is Gemini, Sun, Leo, Moon.
That's already wild.
Yeah.
That's already a wild chart.
Yeah. Jess, you are falling
No,
off
I'm
the
not.
Bed.
I know my bed.
Okay.
I know my bed.
All right, sorry.
Being more wild, like, it's not... Okay. Honestly, I don't think anyone should be more wild. Like, it's not fun, though. It's not fun. Like I joke about, like... If, like, all the dumb shit that I do. But it's not ideal. Like, as long as you do things that bring you joy and stuff, and you're, like, and it's, like, conducive to, like, your personal growth and, like, that sort of thing, that's fine. But don't do, like, dumb shit for the sake of doing dumb shit, like, if it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. Like, if you're not, like, having, like, oh... I'm not going to take credit for this because I didn't come up with this myself. I read it somewhere. I read it on the dash. I don't know. But it's like having, like, self-care is like having empathy for your future self. So, like, don't do wild and loose stuff if it's going to, like, bite you in the ass because it's not worth it. Like, you might have a fun story that you can laugh about with your friends, but also, like, if you feel like, if it's just going to make you feel like shit, like, don't worry about it. Like, just literally live your life and do more things that bring you joy and... whatever, but not, like, crazy shit, like, going out to Thursday every other week.
You're a fucking dickhead for that. Oh, baby, I've deleted Tinder and I'm not going to go to Thursday anymore. And I'm just like, okay, how long will that last?
What Jesse, this is actually intervention.
Me next week. So I guess who went to Thursday? Yes, he's re-downloaded Tinder.
So.
It's fine. Don't worry too much about being wild. Like,
It's
not as glamorous as it actually is. Yeah. Like, when you're actually doing wild stuff, it's not really that fun, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You usually just feel a bit,
a
bit stupid afterwards. As long as you're having fun.
Mm.
And trying too hard is never a good look.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no offense. No, I'm just saying in general, like,
So,
Phoebs, your thoughts on having short hair? How did you feel when you cut your hair? Is it any different to how you feel now, or like, how's that?
I had a bit of like a hair cutting like journey. Like I had like really, when I started uni, I had like really, really long hair, like down to my waist. And I had like, I'd been growing it out for ages. And actually a bit of a backstory, I grew it out because this boy that I had like a crush on in primary school, like I got my hair cut into like a short bob in year 6 after growing out a bit. And he said that I looked like a boy, and I really internalized it and then did not cut my hair for like 6 years or some shit. I mean, like I trimmed it, you know, maintenance.
Yeah.
And did get like got some fun shame fringes along the way.
We do love a good shame fringe though.
Who hasn't had a fringe?
Yeah. We do.
Who hasn't had bangs?
Absolutely.
I had bangs in year 5.
I had bangs for so too long of a time, and we're not getting into that.
Jessie, you have like such a good face shape. It's just like, I have a forehead on me, so like I did need the bangs.
They're repression bangs.
Okay, bookmarking, we're coming back around to the R word, we're coming back around to that. So, like, I was really, really attached to my hair, and it was, like, a massive part of, like, my femininity, and then, like, the week before I started uni, I got an undercut, which was, like, a very fun...
You had an undercut?
I had an undercut. I have pictures that I can show you.
Oh, I need to see those.
Listen to Buzzcut Season, My Lord, a lot. Like, around that time of my life. And because that was before undercuts were, like, massive for, like, straight girls. So it was literally me just trying to flag to the other girls at uni that I was down.
Huge fan.
Huge. And then that middle of that year, I got, like, a bob. And then at the end of the year, I had sort of, like, fully started dressing. Like, I was long hair butch that year, pretty much. And then I got, like, the proper undercut with, like, the shaved everything, then, like, shortish on top. And it was, like, a lot of people were going to say, like, oh, you're able to recognize yourself. But I felt very sort of like I was seeing like a version of me that was like a true version of me.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like no longer like hiding behind my hair. And it's actually pretty like liberating because like long hair requires so much maintenance. And I was just like doing things. I felt like I was more physical. Like I was just like, because I didn't have to wash it all the time and like have it like dry out for like a million hours. And I experimented with some like fun hair product. Energies that I will not return to. But yeah, I don't think my mum asked me the other night, she was like, do you reckon you'll ever have long hair again? And I said, like, no. Like, yeah. I can't imagine having long hair ever again. And it does sort of open you, like, I feel like it really marks you out as, like, a dyke.
Yeah.
Like, because Jazz just cut her hair, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fresh as fuck.
Yeah,
personally.
Love the haircut. Love the grey hair as well. I know she has some grey hair.
Distinguished.
Yeah.
Jesse,
shut up. I remember you were so mad at me for pointing out your grey hair the first time.
I thought you were fucking paying shit on me. I was like,
never.
Yeah, I've got grey hair. It's like,
never.
Fucking, let's move past it. Like,
I fucking love
it. It's good.
Hair.
I wish I had. I don't know how I don't have grey hair after the stressful year that I've had.
Oh, literally every stressful. Yeah. Like, I have a breakdown the next day. It's like a patch. It's
I
fucked.
I wish.
That's
Claire, shout out to Claire Saffords.
Oh. God, she can say die.
She is one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how do you feel about your long hair butchery?
Dude, I've had, like, my hair just exists at this point.
Yeah.
I have no, like, obviously I like having long hair, and a lot of it comes from, like, just not knowing if I'll look good with short hair, and making that, like, big change, I feel like would, like, I'm not out at work or anything, and I'm not, like, 100% out at uni, and I have no problem with, like, I've gotten no, like, real internalized homophobia in regards to that, and then we'll go on to talk about it when we'll probably do Alice's neck because she likes. But it's just like I just don't know if it'll be a good look really.
Yeah,
it's always been like a sort of really challenging thing to think about.
Mm.
I don't know if challenging is the right word, but it's like this is me right now, and I'm happy with it, and I'm happy with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Mum's pissy about how I tie it up some most of the time. She doesn't like it how I put it, like, how I don't leave it out. Like, if it's not a ponytail, I'd, like, I tie it up and then I leave it, like, in once, like,
yeah,
like in a loop. Right now it's like falling apart, but and she gets really bad about that. She's like, why isn't your hair out? Like, why isn't it? And I was just like, fuck off, like, please.
So the funny thing is though, like, when I was like debating about whether to get my hair cut, like cut really, really short, I was like, oh, I don't know if it'll suit me. Like, I was like holding up in the mirror and like, guys never really question it. No. Will they look good with short hair? Yeah. It's just like a given thing.
Yeah.
And like, that's a really good point. Like, I feel like you can sort of maintain plausible deniability if you have long hair in terms of your daiquiri, but it's literally like you're making a decision to basically just like be out 24/7 and like you never, And that can be a good thing for some people, bad thing for some people. Like, it's all dependent on factors.
I
guess
I'm sure, or I feel like I might cut my hair if I move out and I start being able to do stuff that allows me to, like, stuff me, like, like, cut my hair or just, like, wear gay shit, because I do feel like being at home and being around my parents is, like, a lot of the time they're flooring it on whatever I do. And, I don't know. I feel like I'm also, like, not allowed, probably, to cut my hair really short. We'll check back on that. I'll ask Mum, actually. But I doubt I'll follow through with it. When I was younger, I really wanted short hair, but I was, like, really scared, because it's just, like, what if I don't look good with it? What if my girlfriend won't like me?
Oh, as if. Baby has beautiful hair, though. It's so soft.
Yeah. It is so good. Soft. I, like...
It's literally the softest, like...
I remember on Thursday, I was, like... Because I'd brushed my hair finally, because I don't...
It's like, yeah, what did you do? And you're like, I brushed my hair. And I was like, cannot relate.
I don't like it because, like, I'll brush my hair, but I usually I've started putting product in it because it's so smooth that it, like, falls out of the hair tie. And it just sits so badly. And God, I'm just, like,
wish.
Like, it's horrible. But, yeah, I need product in it to give it some texture because otherwise it's just so flat. But I would like to cut my hair, maybe. But, you know, not now. Yeah. I'm happy with my hair. I love my hair. For me, it's not as hard as it is to maintain, like, as it like, seems or something. Yeah. But that's because I've got, like, fairly short-ish hair. Like, it's just touching it. Like, it's just past my shoulders. Bear in mind, I do have a short neck, so it's probably not that, like, long. I
love a short neck.
And, yeah. That's it. It's fun. Like, yeah, it's just smooth and silky.
It really is.
I guess, like, a good way to... Yeah, we'll do Alice's question.
Yeah.
Am I reading questions today? Yeah. She says, Aloysexies, please talk about navigating homophobia from family and, like, people assuming you're straight at work. And
Jesse,
sorry, Jesse, the podcast etiquette.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, so sorry.
And like, people are
hard being really popular.
Fuck off! What, with 150 followers on Instagram?
Cultivating a personal brand. Like, please let me live.
Oh my god. And like, people assuming you're straight at work and at the doctors or whatever, or other microaggressions. Lol. Not necessarily in reference. To your own lives, but just as a topic with advice.
Wig, yeah.
And on a lighter note, who would you invite to your dream dinner party? You get 6 picks each. I'm just inviting Natalie Dormer, 5 of her clones. Rate that so fucking
hard. Alice is mine on that one.
I was actually thinking about meeting Natalie Dormer today. I was like messaging my girlfriend about it. I was like,
you did that. Like, she called you fucking darling, and I hate it. Like
life-changing. I was about to fight her stupid man.
He's so ugly.
Her hair was beautiful.
I bet she smells so good.
Yeah. Alice fully agreeing with you on that.
Can we come from behind that? Because I have a question for Jessie. Because she wanted to jump in with some expert knowledge on a certain topic that I neglected to cover accurately last time.
Yeah.
So, Jessie, when we were talking about this question this afternoon, Jessie said MILF dinner party. I neglected to mention so many good MILFs last time.
Yeah, look, I was a bit annoyed that Phoebe didn't phone a friend last week.
Jessie is the MILF expert, as you can see with her predilection for my mum.
Let's get Susan, please call me.
Fuck off!
I'm literally becoming either Phoebe's stepmother or step-grandmother at this point. I'm not Phoebe.
What, you're not going to... That you'd be with my dad if you were my step... Oh, wait, never mind.
No.
Never mind. I don't know how things work.
Look, MILF dinner party. So, MILF's off the top. Off the top. Julianne Moore.
How did I not say that?
Julianne Moore. Okay, Julianne Moore dyked it the fuck up in the air. I was like, and the kids are alright.
Yep, and Chloe.
And, oh, okay, we can't even talk. We didn't watch Chloe. I don't want to rewatch Chloe.
Not in the budget. Amanda Seyfried really went down.
2014. No, we can't do that. No. Okay, Julianne Moore.
Yep.
Diane Keaton.
Let me tell you who's the best.
Please. Okay.
Literally.
Fucking Diane Keaton. Who else?
Jesse Don't Neil.
Susan Sarandon. Jesse.
Susan Sarandon. That's not a Neil. Neil is like, okay, I'm not doing it, but Susan Sarandon.
There was someone else who was like, Nicole.
Julian Anderson. Oh my god.
I think I did mention her last week. Did I mention Nicole Kidman?
Nicole fucking Kidman.
I didn't know you had the eight.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Okay, rich bitch.
This is big for me.
She can't afford it. So we've got Julianne Moore, we've got Diane Keaton, we've got Susan Sarandon, Julie Edison.
Yeah. Nicole.
Nicole. Sally Fields.
Controversial, yes!
Controversial.
From what movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
You're
entitled. I'm sorry, ladies.
Jesse, you are unearthing something for me here. I watch that movie constantly, yeah. And it's absolutely because of Sally Fields.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Reese. Esme. Okay, so Esme from Twilight was in Grey's Anatomy. Flawed it on maternity in Grey's Anatomy. Oh, she did
hit the gas. She was not keen.
That was like peak soap opera storyline. She had a baby. That was peak soap opera because she was a victim of a ferry crash with amnesia and she had to have facial reconstruction.
And she couldn't remember. She looked different.
She looked different. And she like picked that face. She's like, yes, I will be a hot bitch.
And she was.
Yeah. But love an immortal MILF in Twilight. Love a like beautiful pregnant woman in the Family Stone.
Absolutely.
Just the glow.
Yeah. Those are my six MILFs that I'm bringing to my dinner party.
Mind of that. Like your mind. My dinner party. I said earlier that it would just be like two guests, Jodie Comer and her pussy, and I'm serving no dishes. So I'm just eating. Oh wait, Sandra Oh, would she be at your MILF party?
She might.
Yeah.
She might.
But she doesn't really give me...
It's not male-fucking
though. She doesn't give me maternal energy. Like, she gives me, like, nurturing energy.
Yeah, it's like divorced...
Fallen woman!
Fallen woman.
Little child, yeah.
It's like your fun aunt who, like...
Oh, no, she's...
like, living her life.
She's like a family friend. She's like...
family friend. She's this? Like,
Sandra Oh. She, like, went to uni with
literally
your mum.
Literally, yeah, professor, like, you professor. Absolute cunt.
She was... She went to uni with your mum. She's childless and not married. She like comes around and like
a yoga retreat, like,
yeah, and she
biannually,
like, yeah, or always sends your mum like a fun present that's like a bit edgy, like a bit like maybe like a Kama Sutra
like,
book,
yeah, or like a salt lamp, like,
a salt lamp,
like,
yes,
a salt lamp.
Oh, and you know that she would smell so good, like incense, like,
yeah,
the good like nug chomper
she's
incense.
Hitting, she's hitting incense the incense hard,
yeah,
hard. She makes a soy candle.
Oh. And she has travelled the world. Like, she's lived in Morocco for a couple of years.
She's gonna fucking kill me.
If I don't have a dream tonight about
Sandra Oh. Making her own
soy candles.
Huge.
Did watch a movie called Tammy where she was Kathy Bates' wife. Like, little... Like, her trophy wife, essentially.
That's very
fun. And she was wearing a lot of harem pants. Ooh, and it was, like, a good vibe. Yeah. She just was just, like, glowing from
she
the...
She could definitely... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there another part to that question, I feel?
Well, my answer.
I thought yours was the Natalie Dormer.
Oh, wow. No, that was literally ours.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. I feel like Natalie Dormer for sure. Gaga.
No doubt. Oh,
she'd be a bit of fun.
Absolutely.
What's her sign? She's Gemini.
No, she's May 26th or something around there.
I don't know.
I'm Googling that right now.
Actually, I need to think about that. Maybe it's.
You know what? We love a small gathering.
An intimate gathering. Yeah, I don't like with a 7-person dinner, including me. Like,
I would not be at the dinner either. It's 6 people, not including me. I'd be making the food. They'd be eating.
Aries.
Yes, Aries. Wow. Yeah.
Marina, so I could fucking fight the loon.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I haven't wanted to swing on Marina at one point.
I love that for a time I absolutely floated on her because she was like hashtag anti-SJW and I thought that meant she was like evil, but now I'm like, wow, she's actually woke.
She's a bit woke.
She's like, a bit woke.
A bit woke.
Like, who amongst us isn't flooring it with a special snow?
Literally.
Oh my god.
I do joke.
Marina was ahead of her time.
She was ahead of her time. Ahead of her time.
I feel like Rihanna needs to be there.
Oh, yeah. You're going for a musical energy.
That's
very different energies all about it. Yeah.
I just left my phone.
Mine's two people.
Two people. You and Jodie.
Me and Jodie. Candle lit.
Yeah, love
that. A throuple.
I feel like, not to be, like, controversial, but I'd invite, like, Virgil from Off-White, just so I can swing on him too. Fuck you and fuck Liv Tyler.
Oh, do not! You are outnumbered on this one.
I don't care. I can take both of you.
No, you need to get on Liv Tyler energy, please.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Please
I can't
get
she's fucking watch a sexy cancer. Who are you? No, don't watch Liv. I'm so sorry, Jess. You're flooring it on that
please
one.
Please schedule it a very fun 12-hour Liv Tyler series. Special,
you just need to watch Empire Records where she's on pills and she's like wearing the fun pill face and she's wearing like a fun knee skirt and like like a fuzzy sweater, like.
I would also invite Jodie. Just so I can talk about being a dyke with her.
Oh,
she's
some
very beautiful Pisces dyke energy.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
I know I'll enjoy. I just wanna. I don't know what number I'm at, but I also would like Carla at my
wig. Carla.
Yeah, Carla. I'd love Carla there. Carla.
Carla
from Bon Appetit.
Fantastico.
Yeah, Fantastico. I feel like I need one more to like round it off. Actually, just going through who I follow and yeah.
I saw that.
Who was it?
She just like got out the whole thing. Just like scrolled right to the bottom. It's fucking cool. Like,
fuck
quit.
Honestly, one of the highlights of my night has been. Jesse added something to her story and it goes back to the home screen. Gillian Anderson is in a red velvet suit and Jesse, without a word, she clicks on her profile and just clicks unfollow without a word!
Oh my god.
It was decisive! Like, she was making decisions.
I just looked at it and I was like, fucking not today, Miss Anderson!
I feel like Sarah Paulson.
Oh my god, she would get. She would dance on that fucking table.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's also a
MILF. Yeah, that's my list. No, I can't even remember.
Sarah Paulson, I'm subbing Sarah Paulson in. Yeah. And who's out?
Liv Tyler. She wasn't on her list, you bitch!
She wasn't in.
Lay off!
Sally Fields is gone.
Oh, yeah, you know what? She would be fun.
Yeah, she would be fun. Sarah Paulson.
Imagine my mom.
Sarah
much.
Paulson would do body shots with me. Like.
That noise.
Look at the fucking sorry for everyone's ears after I just like.
Yeah, nah, there's gonna be quite a few. Like
eardrum apologies.
Yeah.
But you know what? We do love to have fun.
Sarah Paulson would dance on that table.
Yeah.
No doubt. Sarah Paulson has divorce energy also.
Oh, and it's quite good.
It's quite good. She has the same Sandra Oh energy.
Yeah.
And she's a Cancer.
You know what?
Sarah Paulson's a Cancer.
Sarah Paulson does not have divorce energy. She has, I've been engaged 15 times and ooh. I've just escaped with the same woman out of ooh. Every relationship all those times.
But her, I do feel that. Yeah. But in reality, her reality is that she only dates older, very talented dykes.
I know, and you know what?
Which is so fun.
It's fun, but I'm also kind of like a bit like. Like, I just feel like Sarah Paulson is my dream woman who I'm destined to be with. And I'm just kind of like, oh, that's me out because number one, I'm not an older distinct.
No, Jessie,
I don't have the talent that Holland Taylor has.
Jessie, like, it serves you because Holland Taylor's gonna bite the dust very soon.
Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket. And that is why
you're gonna swoop.
So if anyone knows Sarah Paulson on a personal level,
yeah,
please like we need to slowly workshop that and manifest that into my life.
You know what absolutely sends me? Sarah Paulson and Sandra Oh would have absolutely interacted because Sarah Paulson was on Grey's Anatomy. She was in that bitch.
Alice Grey.
But this is what sends me. You both say Alice for Ellis.
Ellis. No,
Alice.
I said Ellis.
You don't. You were talking about a friend we know called Ella. You were just like Ella all day. Ella.
Okay, come at me again with my pronunciation, you bitch!
But the Melbourne representativity. But like the Melbourne accent exists.
Yeah.
Like say Melbourne.
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 Melbourne. How do you say 6:30?
6:30.
6:30.
What the fuck is 6:30?
6:30.
Ooh, you say like 6:30.
Ruby always takes a piss when I say like anything like. Like it doesn't have to be 6:30 necessarily.
But see, also when I've been talking to you guys, I do that jumps out in my accent a little bit as well too. I'm just like, no, that's not a Brogan thing. It's not a Brogan thing. Please, my suburb.
No,
but like, yeah, like I feel like I take on your vocal manners, Jessie. If I'm around you, like the first time we hung, like when you came to Wollongong, it just changed my entire dialect.
I remember getting fondue with you and just being like absolutely off the charts.
Off the Richter.
That's what happens though. Like I don't know what it is. You're like very... I just change people. Like it's like I'm like tweaking their fucking brains. It's like
putting in work.
She is putting in the work, ladies and gentlemen.
Putting in the work.
I love that because we sort of created that. Like we talked about it with regards to John Bernthal putting in the work on Emily Blunt in Sicario.
Oh my god! Literally,
the arch jumped out. Gross. Mark Ruffalo's lack of arch in The Kids Are All Right when he was railing Julianne Moore. There was no arch. It stressed me out. Like, see a chiropractor.
Fucked. It was like hunched over. Like,
it was hunched.
It was. Did it look like? You know when a dog takes
yes! It looked like a dog coughing up some spaghetti.
That's the worst.
That's what it looked like.
I hated that. I hate that whole...
Yeah.
Like Mark...
Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo
is not in... I hate him.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Yeah, I feel like there was a deeper part. Like,
yeah, there was. We went from behind as usual.
Yeah.
Alice says, love Alice so much. She says, please talk about navigating homophobia from family and, like, people assuming you're straight at work, at the doctors, or whatever other microaggressions, not necessarily with reference to your own life, but just as a topic of advice. So, I'm going to start this up. I've very recently... Fuck me, Grace, shut the fuck up. If you're still recording, given a eulogy for my toes, absolutely not. Very topical, but no.
Is it topical?
I got outed at work on, I think it was Wednesday. One of my friends at work, which is Pisces, she's known that I was a dark since very early days, like early 2017. And it's all been like pretty chill, and I think, yeah, it was Wednesday night. My friend who works at reception, he's a man, so it's just like, friend is a loose term. Or like a very, it's not necessarily like friend, but just like I tolerate him. And he comes in, he was like, so Courtney recently told me some stuff.
Oh, it's just about knowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Courtney recently told me some stuff about, like, your preferences. I was like,
preferences, hate that, Florian.
He just went about it in a very, like, awkward, I don't want to be talking about this right now, sort of way. And I was like, I don't, he was just like, oh no, I'm very happy for you, blah blah blah. I was like, I don't care, like, I don't appreciate, I don't appreciate you knowing, I don't appreciate my friend telling you when she really had no business telling you, like, it's not necessarily, like, internalized homophobia, it's just that I don't want people at work talking about me. Yeah. I don't want them, like, I know you've had, like,
I
remember you telling me, it's just, like, I don't want people that I know who love to gossip and who love to, like, just, like, I remember, like, sitting at this I remember sitting at this guy's party, like, after everyone had gone home, we were sitting around, like, the small, like, fire or whatever, it was in his backyard, and they were just, like, having a go, like, having a laugh about everyone, and it's just, like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, I do not want to, like, I don't want to be mentioned, no. Do not talk about me at work.
Yeah, like, literally.
It's not...
It's like, I want to keep, like, I don't want to talk about, like, my personal life, like, I'm not here because I want to be here, you know, like, at this point in my life, it's just, like...
It's just work.
It's just work, it's literally. Work. Like, I don't want people gossiping about my sex life.
Exactly.
Fucked.
Yeah. Otherwise, at uni, I'm not at all concerned. I recently started coming out to a lot of people this year because I cannot shut up about my girlfriend. And
love that.
Yeah, and a lot of people have then started coming out to me as well, so it's just like, that's fun. It's really, really nice.
I love that, yeah.
And at the doctor's, I literally do not go to the doctor's.
No.
So.
oh, you're, like, sexually active, and then it's, like, an awkward, like, yeah, but, like.
Not with men.
But, like, not with, like, I'm gay. But it always ends up being a very awkward conversation.
It always is.
And then they're, like, what? And then, yeah, you have to explain, and then it's, like, a weird, like, depending on the doctor, like, something floored on me, like.
Yeah.
It's not really? Fun. I hate it. It hasn't happened many times, mind you. But,
doctors need to start putting up that little flag sticker on their
phone. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, I need to know if I'm going to be, like... Like, I haven't had any bad experiences, but it's just an awkward, very awkward thing. Because it's like, what exactly are you asking me?
Yeah.
Like,
that's one thing that I've been thinking about lately. Like, in terms of, like, gay rights in this country, gay healthcare is hard to come by. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, specific to lesbians, like... I doubt if I had any sort of, like, sexual, like, issue, like, I would not go to my fucking doctor for it, because I don't think she would know shit about it.
No.
And, like, there's ACON in Sydney, which is, like, a gay health clinic and stuff. Yeah. ACON with a C is in Sydney. But that's so far away, like, I can't even imagine, like, I've never, oh my god, like, I could not bring up, my doctor would know nothing about how to treat a lesbian in terms of, like, sexual health.
Yeah,
can we get some representativity?
Can we get some representativity? Like, look, honestly, like, I'm gonna be TMI, I don't want you coming at me with a speculum, like, I have not, like, I don't, it's not the budget, it's not the pussy budget, honestly. Like, might cut that out, we'll see how we go.
We'll see.
At home, I think I
moved out.
Yeah.
firstly moved out. Yeah.
I mean, I had to do, I don't spend enough time at home, or, like, I don't talk to my parents enough to sort of deal with the homophobia. And I've had to turn it down a lot, or, like, I know how much I can get away with and how much I can't. So, in terms of that, it's pretty shit, because it's, like, Mum gets on my nerves about, like, how I dress and and how I dress. And it's just like, why don't you present yourself like this? And she has a very specific idea about what she wants me to look like and what kind of person she wants me to be, and I don't necessarily subscribe to that. Thank you very much. So in terms of home life, there is a lot of, like, restraint in terms of how gay I can be. Which sucks.
It's hard, though.
It was hard when I was a lot younger and I was a lot more angry about everything. But now it's just, like, I've learned how to sort of manage. And, like, I've learned how to pick my, like, battles, I guess. Or, like, whatever the fuck.
Because that's all you can do, though. Particularly in that situation. Exactly. Like, when I was living at home, it was so hard. Because, like... I wouldn't say my parents are home, like, they're fine, because I've never officially come out, they just sort of guess because I've had girlfriends and it's like, you can't really, you have a girlfriend who, you girl over literally like three times a week for like over a year, they're kind of like, what's going on? And they've just, I mean, they've just sort of like figured it out and they've never been like, after they're like, oh, actually, maybe like something's going on there.
It's really
nice. Like, you know, they're not, they're like, they're fine, they're happy, they love me, obviously. But, you know, your parents sometimes say dumb shit.
Yeah.
And that can be hard. And again, it's knowing when to pick your battles because I used to be so angry. I used to constantly, be getting into arguments with my parents and, over them just saying really ignorant things and stuff. Like, even not even necessarily, relating to me being gay, but just, dumb things.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, this is...
A waste of your time, because at the end of the day, they're never going to listen to you because they always have the sense of superiority. It's like that. Yeah. I know more. You're meant to listen to me.
Yeah.
If you don't my advice is the best that you will ever get. Don't listen to anything else because it's all bullshit. And it's maybe not.
And it's hard.
And my parents used to do this thing. Like they've done it. They didn't do it a lot, but they did it. At least it would, three times, where they used to, corner me and just be like, what's up? Like, are you gay or are you not? Like, they used to, I remember, getting sat down and being like, because we had a family friend, that had just come out, but, everyone knew he was gay, beforehand. Mm. And I was 14 or 16. And I was, super defensive about him, an idiot, because, not realising that that would also, put me in a pretty, suspicious sort of position. And my parents literally sat me down, it's just like, why do you feel so strongly about this? Mm. What's up with that? Like, absolutely interrogating me and put the fear of fucking God in me. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm never going to say anything about this.
Mm.
It's like, if this is how I'm being treated right now, I can't imagine ever coming out to them. Like, I don't think I will, and I don't think I want to, and especially not to my grandparents, because that's a whole nother, thing. Like, just die so I can be gay already.
just ready to
just kick the bucket.
Kick this bucket, please.
Anyway, dumb gay princess. Pick your battles, basically.
Don't waste your energy on getting into fights constantly when it's not going to be good for you. You know, like you can't. It's gonna suck to listen to nonetheless. But literally, just pick your battles. Like it's not like the. This isn't going to be, your life forever. You're going to be able to have your life outside of living with your parents or outside of a particular workplace and stuff. And
as shitty as lame as it sounds, it does get better than where you are right now. And it does get easier to deal with. Yeah. But, and I don't think it's accepting that, I think accepting that that's the reality of the situation currently is important.
Yeah.
But knowing that it's not gonna always be like that, and you should always take whatever sort of, or you should just like if you take it to heart, it'll only make things
harder.
And if you do feel like that, maybe talk to someone about that.
Yeah.
If you don't, that'll just lead to a lot of issues later on.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so next question.
Just a sexy time update. We're at 1 hour and 10 minutes.
That's alright. We wanted for an hour and a half last time.
Hey guys, this is Phoebe, and I just want to wrap up this part of our episode with Jesse, because we really smashed through that 1 hour and 30 limit, and we've decided to split the recording into two. In terms of housekeeping, you can find us on Tumblr at dykesonmikespodcast.tumblr.com, and you can now find us on iTunes and Spotify by searching for Dykes on Mikes on there, which is so exciting. Like, we've gone legit. Please rate, review, subscribe, whatever on there. If you're a true ally, you can leave it streaming while you're asleep so we get those listens. And just on a bit of a topical note, on a bit of a current note, I'm sure we'll talk about this on the next episode that me and BB do together. But Sandra Oh got snubbed at the Emmys and God is dead. So thanks for listening. Bye, sexies.